Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. It's Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, and I've got my wife, Lisa, my daughter, Jenna, with us today. We're going to throw them right into the program today. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right, well, we're really glad that each and every one of you joined us here today on the program. It's a blast to just get on here, talk about the Lord, talk about biblical topics. This is a topical Bible study that we do here on the air on 91.5 FM and on our website and podcast on Turn the Light On page at ourlighthouse.net. You can always catch it there. So we hope that you guys really enjoy this, and we are going to dive into our topic of the day. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about sowing seeds and what is a seed from a biblical standpoint. But it all sparked from devotion that I did. We go over to Audubon Elementary School and we do a devotion with the teachers over there every Monday morning. And I hit them up with this question, and I'm going to hit you guys up with it on the air as well. Have you ever asked the question, Lord, what do I have to do to get from where I am to where you want me to be in my life? And, you know, overall, the answer is found with your Bible. And I heard the Lord just kind of speaking over this situation and saying to all of us who are out there, this is the answer. If you want to get from where you are right now to where God wants you to be, I feel like the Lord is saying to you, just put my words in your heart and I'll do the rest. So it's all about putting the words in your heart. You see, I think that the Word of God has the power to change each and every one of us as we plant the seeds of the Word in our hearts.
Yes, and getting that Word in your heart, and then it comes out of your mouth, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So if you get the God's word in your heart, you're going to speak the words of life and love and prosperity and things that are going to go well for you because you're speaking God's word over your life.
Amen. Words have so much power, and in scripture it says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. The word of God is the truth. So as you read that, the more you read that, you're going to realize that's the truth and it will set you free.
And thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So if you want God to direct your path, you get the word in your heart.
That's really good. So let's look at it today from the standpoint of the Word of God being a seed. Okay, so if you put my words in your heart, so that would make your heart the ground, and the word the seed, God says he'll do the rest. And there's actually a parable in the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 26 through 29, that talks a little bit about this with seeds in the ground and what happens to them. And he says this, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should put seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed springs up and it grows up, and he knows not how, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. You know, and in this parable, you know, I see Jesus, he compared the word of God to a seed. Mm-hmm. And today, since so few of us are farmers, right? Do you do any farming?
No, but I really like corn. I really like corn.
Yeah.
I like corn. So, but, you know, it may take a little bit of an explanation for us to fully grasp these truths. So I want to talk about it. First of all, you know, Jesus was teaching that God's word has to be planted like a seed in our hearts. And just as a seed doesn't release its life until it's put in the ground, God's word won't set us free until we put it in our heart. Isn't that cool?
Yes, that is cool. I actually thought of a funny story, because we used to have a pot-belly pig, and our neighbor behind us would feed our pot-belly pig a bunch of tomatoes and things like that. And I started noticing in the corner of our yard, I was like, how are we growing all these tomato plants? What is happening right now? I just realized that that seed was planted in good ground and it produced. And that's just like how it is with our heart when we put this, the word of God in our heart. Sorry, that was just a bad illustration, but it really did produce.
Okay.
Those really tomatoes were actually good too.
I could imagine.
So that's the best way to plant tomatoes is get a pig. Get a pig and
feed it a
and
tomato.
Feed it tomatoes.
Okay.
Okay.
It's all good right. ground. It's good ground. All
right. Hope you guys enjoyed that.
Yes.
Illustrations with Lisa.
Because the seed doesn't release its life until it's planted into the ground. So just like your example, yes. I had to get planted in the
there
ground for that seed.
I don't
to
think
Lisa.
We need to reiterate that.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the bottom line is this. Let me pull this back. Okay, having the Bible on your table isn't going to do it.
No.
You know, it's not going to get the word into your heart. Having the Bible even in your hand isn't going to get it into your heart. You know, you could even read the Bible from your head and still not get the word of God into your heart. So the goal is that you would meditate on the word, that you would let God's word penetrate your heart. Because, you know, you can sit in church every week and hear the word of God and never let it penetrate your heart. You can put a guard up or a wall up over your heart and never see those words actually come to life and bring life.
It could be a life-changing message. Like, wow, that was powerful. That was a life-changing message.
That's what I was going to say. My brother always says that. He goes to a different church and we're like, oh, how was church? He's like, oh, it was life-changing. We're like, oh, how so? He's like, I don't know. It changed someone's life.
That's so funny.
But if you don't apply the word to your life, then you're not going to see any results. So if you hear the message and you go, wow, that was life-changing. I need to get in the word and start, you know, reading it and really getting involved with that. And then you go home and you do nothing different and just turn the TV on. And
comes with action, just like in gardening. You can't just put a seed there and be like, all right, seed, do what you do. It's like, no, you have to put work towards that seed to grow. Right.
Absolutely. So what is a seed growing in your heart mean? What does that mean? Let's kind of take a look at that, you know, because the word of God is a seed that comes into our heart and it causes what to grow?
Our faith.
Your faith. That's really good. So, I mean, it develops a spiritual force in your heart or you know, in your spirit called faith. I mean, that's what the word of God will produce, faith in your life. When you allow the word of God into your heart, and you meditate on the word day and night on that word, it becomes a seed and it gets planted in your heart. And what is that? It says in that one scripture that it'll be the blade, then the ear, and then the corn in the ear. Well, I think the word of God works the same way. It starts as faith, then it becomes actions, and then it becomes, you know, a lifestyle of living your life for God.
Yeah, as you read the word of God, you're basically stirring up your faith, and as you read more and more, then it's going to become more truth in your life, and it builds up your faith, and then other people will see, like, if someone was to ask you a question about your faith, and you're just like, and like, don't know, it's like, they're not going to believe anything you're saying, but as you get in the word of God, and you seek the Lord and everything, your faith will be built up.
That's so
but
good.
Then there are also things in our lives that could be things that are kind of like weeds that are trying to uproot the seed. Like the things of the world, you're watching the news, you're putting fear in your life, and you're not focusing on the word of God. That's going to be like hindrances of your faith. If you start watching scary movies and you're watching things that put fear in you, and then you're trying to walk out to take the garbage can out and you're hearing little ch-ch-ch-ch. Like noises and things like that, you're like, oh my gosh, you start relating to what you saw in the movie, and then, oh, I can't even walk out here because I'm in so much fear. But if you keep your heart and mind in the words of faith, then you will be able to walk out without any problems because you know that God's with you. He never leaves you or forsakes you, and you've got the power of God inside you to withstand anything that the enemy tries to throw at you.
Sure. So what do you think it means to plant seeds in the Bible? When the Bible's saying plant seeds, what do you think that means?
Yeah, I feel like that means everything. Our life starts with the seed. You do one thing, it's going to plant one seed in your life. It's kind of like everything in our life we do, just like we have a choice, it's a seed that gets planted. So whatever we see manifest in the world and in our life today begins as a seed. And every seed that's planted must be received by faith. So then when we sow a seed, we're basically putting it in God's hand. That's where faith comes in too. Sowing seeds is like faith in God. Like, okay, God, I'm believing for this. So like, let's say like with tithing as well, it's like, God, I'm believing for my bills to be paid. I don't really have the money, but I'm going to sow a seed by tithing, God, and believe that you're going to put it in your hands. Basically putting your faith and trust is sowing seeds in God. And then you can watch God graciously and mercifully send the miracle that we need based on our faith. Because God, sometimes we might want something, but God said, I'll provide all your needs according to my riches and glory. So sometimes we might want something, but that's not what God has for us. He's going to provide what we need, not what we want.
That's really good. You know, there's a passage in the Bible that really kind of brings the whole seed thing into perspective, and that is the parable of the sower. It's found in Matthew 13, and we're going to read out of the New International Version today, but Lisa, why don't you read through verse 9 right there, and let's just look at this portion of scripture and talk a little bit more about seeds and how they're sown and all that.
The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into the boat and sat in it. And while all the people stood on the shore, then he made them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on the rocky places where they did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up and the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root, other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and was choked by the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear.
That's really good. Now I want to skip ahead a little bit to the explanation that the Bible gives on this parable. It's in verse 18 through 23. It says, listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anybody hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away that which was sown in their heart. This is the seed that was sown along the path. The seeds falling on the rocky ground refer to somebody who hears the word and at once receives it with joy, but since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to somebody who hears the word but worries about this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. It chokes out the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to somebody who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. So I see in this parable this beautiful picture of our hearts and the seed of the word of God being sown into our hearts. But it's also showing that there are some obstacles that can work against, you know, God farming, I guess, for lack of a better word, if we're going to have the word of God sown into our hearts. So listen to this. It says, anybody who hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their hearts. And that's the seed that's sown along the path. I think so many times, have you ever had the enemy just come and just blatantly just steal something away when you heard something, and he'll just try to bring doubt, he'll try to bring unbelief, but it just wham, you just forget it.
Yes, I have, and the only way I can get past that is by putting worship music on and also renewing my mind in the word, because I know that what the enemy's telling me is a lie, so the way to combat that lie is with the truth of the word of God.
Yeah, I see you actually take notes a lot of times in church too, and you can refer back to your notes. You can do a lot of different things that keep the enemy from just taking away. I mean, how many times have you gone to church, Jenna, and then the next week, somebody's like, oh yeah, what'd you think of the message last week? And you're like,
What was it?
That's what we're talking about here. You know, the evil one comes and snatches away what's been sown in your heart. And it's like, you don't even remember it.
Right.
He snatches it away. I find that fascinating, but it's so true. I see it happen every week as a pastor. So the next seed that is the seed that falls on the rocky ground. And, you know, That's the person that hears it, and it's great, and they hear it, and they're thankful. But since they don't have any root in them, it only lasts for a short time. Have you ever had that happen to you?
Yeah, I can definitely relate. I've had friends that I've brought to like youth events and different things, and they have like a radical like moment with God, and they're like, yeah, I'm going to be all in, like I'm done with everything. And they're saying that in the moment when they're in church and they're not in their old life. And then the second they go back their old life, it's just like, where'd you go? What happened to that on fire for the Lord thing? You know, like we're not doing that no more. And I try to reach out, and then it's just hard because they didn't fully like sow that seed on that completely solid ground. Like it was like in the moment of when they're at camp and youth conferences, like they're on fire fully. But then the moment that they go back to their old life, it's like they had to keep making those seeds sown in the right
path. Well, it's like the scripture says, you know, they haven't been doing it long enough. They don't have any root. They don't have anything holding them in to that lifestyle of loving God and being a part of his kingdom. So it actually turns into, you know, a little...
They're not fully rooted into the ground.
Yeah, so... But it's so amazing how, you know, you read these parables, but it's telling a true story up till even right now, even in today's day and age.
Right.
This stuff is true. So, you know, the next one is the seed that's falling among the thorns, okay? And we've seen that happen a lot of times. I have to people. It says... falling among the thorns refers to somebody who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke out the word, making it unfruitful. And, you know, I've seen so many different times where people are like, I think a good one is jailhouse religion. You know, a lot of people end up getting busted for a crime. They are in jail and they're tore up and they're like, oh, I need Jesus. And they go to God, and then, you know, they get out of jail, and then the world comes right back to them, and they want to get back to making that money again. They want to get back to doing things the way they used to do them, and it's a distraction. It's choked out. You know, that life that they experienced when they were, you know, with Jesus over at the jail gets kind of choked out of them. And I've seen other people, though, come through it and do great and have their whole lives changed and transformed. But it's just amazing that you can see these dynamics in the Bible.
I feel like it also has to do with your friend groups. If you're hanging around people that are doing things that are going to drag you down, it's obviously going to cause you to want to go that same way. It's hard to pull someone out of
Well, that's the worries of this life.
Right. Sometimes it's harder to make the right choice because you want to do these things and don't want to leave your old life behind. But then when you do leave that behind and get focused on God and what he has for you, it's even better than what you ever thought. It's just getting that point of making that decision and sowing the right seeds.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty powerful. But then there's the last one, and it's the best of them all. It's the seed falling on the good soil. And that refers to somebody who hears the word and they understand it. And this is the one who produces a crop. And you can see that there's a crop. There's a harvest. God's word is meant to produce a harvest. And when you sow it into the right place, when you put it in the right ground, it just naturally grows. They don't even know why seeds grow. They just do because God created them that way.
Amen.
And it's the same way with his word. If you keep putting it in your heart and you put it in good ground and you keep your heart pure, it can't help but grow.
That's so good.
It is good. So, you know, if we were just do a summary of this whole thing, what do you think this whole parable kind of, you know, amounts to?
Yeah, I feel like we all have seeds in our life, and it's our choice. There, as we saw today, there was four different seeds that they were sown, and this all represents people. It's like you have the choice of what you want to be uprooted in. You want to be uprooted in the rocky soil. You want to be rooted in the, like,
the thorn,
the straight path. It's like you have that choice. It's like which foundation are you going to, what are you going to plant your seeds in?
And I feel like the main message of the parable of the sower is that unless we nurture our relationship with God, which represents the good soil, we won't grow into the faithful Christian that he calls us to be. When we feed our faith through the soil, through God's word, and seeking him earnest, our hearts and our lives will overflow with the abundance of God's grace.
Yeah, I see that all the time. So I think that what we really have to be careful about is what are we allowing into our heart? You know, we have to guard our hearts. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways to guard your heart, but the biggest one is, what are you letting into your ears and what are you letting into your eyes? You know, if your faith is going to fall on good soil, then it's got to be one of the highest priorities in your life to make God a part of what you're doing. You know, is Jesus a regular part of your day? Is he in your thoughts? Is he in your prayers? Is he in your actions? You know, the bottom line is, do you really want to know more and do more and be more for the Lord in your life, for Jesus? You know, does your heart swell with Jesus? Is it spilling over in every aspect of your life and all that you're doing? You know, that's how you can determine what kind of soil you are in your life, by looking at those questions and saying, God, you know, are you the highest priority in my life? And, you know, these are just examples to give you food for thought and to help you out. But take some time. Make an honest assessment. Nobody has to know your answers, but God already knows
exactly
what they are. So be cautious. Know what you're putting in and what you're getting out. You know, the Bible says, like you did say earlier, Lisa, is that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Look at the words that are coming out of your mouth. Look at the scenarios that are being produced by your life. And you can tell real quickly where the soil of your heart and where the soil of your life is in your walk with the Lord. So I think it's been a great little moment here. I think we're going to lean over and take a little break and look at our sponsorships here on the program, and then we'll be right back and talk to you guys here in just another minute.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., there will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35 you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church Flea Market Saturday, April the 29th.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. It's myself, Pastor Kevin Radlin, and my wife Lisa, my daughter Jenna. We've been talking about sowing seeds and the parable of the sower and how seeds get into our heart and what's good soil, what's bad soil. It's been a really great little devotional, I think, for each and every one of us that are out there listening and paying attention to this. So what overall stood out to you guys today as part of this? What would you be your take-home moment for the program?
Yeah, I feel like the main thing for me is what looking in your own life and seeing what seeds are you sowing in your life. Are they good right. seeds? Are they bad seeds? What foundation are you building your life in? I feel like Jesus is in our life, but sometimes we get so busy and caught up in life that we forget.
Sure.
And so fit Jesus in your life. Let him, and he's the one who's going to give you that discernment of the good seeds and the bad seeds. It's like your heart, just like how God looks at our heart. Look at your own heart. Say, why did I do that? What is the action behind that?
What was
that?
My motivation?
Exactly.
What was my, you
and
know,
just seek Jesus
reasoning
and
for
all things.
All
yeah.
That. Yeah. It's and good.
I
so
feel
good.
Like, and grow. Yeah.
I feel like we need to make a priority to put the seed of the word of God in our life, and we will
That's
reap
really
a crop
priority.
Of abundance, of favor, of direction, of wisdom. Everything that God has for us will be flowing out of us as long as we continue to fill our hearts and our mouths with the word of God.
That's so good. For me, the takeaway was, what's the condition of the soil? You know, what is my heart really willing to allow to be planted in it? You know,
or
sometimes you're planting good things. Sometimes you're planting bad things. I've done both. And there's just times in my life where I've had to buckle down and just go, all right, God, I'm going to purpose that my heart is going to be conditioned to receive from you. That's where we get into fasting. That's where we get into, you know, scripture loading and just reading and spending time and effort to get the word of God into our lives. Because the more of the word we put in, the more of the word's going to come out. You know, you are today the total of all that you've put into your heart up to this point in your life. Some of it's been good. Some of it's been bad. And some of it's just been meaningless, and other parts have had huge and tremendous meaning. But overall, you are what you've put and sown into your heart today. Not just the Bible. I know it's important to sow the Bible, but you know, we have sown a lot of different things in life into our heart and into the soil of our heart. So let's work on what do we need to take out of our heart and what do we need to put into our heart.
Yeah.
Okay, guys? So we hope you enjoyed the program today. And this is Kevin with Turn the Light On, Lisa and Jenna.
Bye, guys. Bye. Have a great day.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.